Yes.
Om. Om. ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् नमो नमः
अस्तु महोदय केन् यु आल्सो प्लीज़् डू द गीतम्
आम् महोदय पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं लसद संस्कृतं चिरं गृहे गृहे च पुनरपि पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं ज्ञानवैभवं वेदवाङ्मयं ज्ञानवैभवं वेदवाङ्मयं लसदि यत्र भवभयापहारि मुनिभिरार्चितम् कीर्तिराजिता कीर्तिराजिता यस्य प्रणयनात् व्यासभाषकालिदासभानमुख्यकविभिः पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं स्थानमूर्चितं यस्य मन्वते स्थानमूर्जितं यस्य मन्वते वाग्विचिन्तकाशिवाच यस्य विषयमधुरतां यद्विना जना नैव जानते यद्विना जना नैव जानते भारतीयसंस्कृतिं सनातनाभिताम्बरां पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं जयति संस्कृतं संस्कृतिस्थिता जयति संस्कृतं संस्कृतिस्तथा संस्कृतस्य संस्कृते च प्रणयनाच्छमनुकूलं जयति संस्कृतं जयति मनुकूलं जयति संस्कृतं जयति मनुकूलं जयतु जयतु संस्कृतं जयतु जयतु मनुकूलं पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं पठत संस्कृतं वदत संस्कृतं लसद संस्कृतं चिरं गृहे गृहे च पुनरपि गृहे गृहे च पुनरपि गृहे गृहे च पुनरपि हरि ओं नमो नमः
अस्तु महोदय सो लास्ट् वीक् वि स्टार्टेड् आफ् वित् द क्रियापदानि So we'll just try to revise quickly what were the kriyapadani. Kriyapadani are nothing but verbs, and if it is for others, we are using it pathati, or the T is coming at the end. If it is for the self, it is ami, pathami. Pat is the dhatu. Dhatu is the root word for a verb. Dhatu means root word for a verb. That is what is dhatu. So dhatu is what is indicated here, pat is the dhatu. And then we have the joining of how that is getting transformed into patati. So a is added and then we have ti. That is what we had seen, patati. Patati ityukte, reading, khadati ityukte, eating. Similarly, pathami, pathani is also for eating. So here patati, when it comes to English, it is eating or eats. But when we are saying patati, it is for somebody else. Pathami is for self. So it is the Prathama Purusha and the Uttama Purusha in play here. And similarly, we have seen how it is used for Agnya or Prarthana Vachaka. That is what we said. Either we want to give an order or request. Then we will say Gacchatu. Tu is generally added instead of Ti or Ami. So it is Tu. That is what is coming here. And Gacchami. Gacchami, if you say, it is for self. Bhavan Gacchatu is the order. And then Ami is the answer that we will say that I am going or I go. Similarly for the other verbs. So the transformation here is, if we say Patathu, so if we are saying requesting or we are ordering, then Bhavan Patathu, Bhavati Patathu, then the answer is Aham Pathami, or Saha Patati, Saha Patati. That is what would be the answer. And next we had seen Dinacharya. We also saw Dinacharya, and also we have seen that as our homework. And this is how Dinacharya will be. What it means is the daily activity. That is what is a Dinacharya. That is what we have seen. And we have seen some of the words, new words here, like Danta Dhavanam. Danta Dhavanam ityukte brushing our teeth. Vyayamam. Vyayam ityukte exercise. Similarly, we have seen Karyalayam. Karyalayam is basically office. And other thing is the plural form we have seen, Vastuni ityukte. It is the plural form for Vastu. So that is what is Vastuni is the plural form. And we'll again see this as we go forward, how the singular and plural verbs, plural words are, how they are formed and what is their different base in which it is being used. So after that, we have Anantaram, we have seen Sankhya. Sankhya ityukte numbers. Sankhya ityukte numbers. And we will quickly revise the Sankhya again. So I would request everybody to repeat these words. Just read the numbers out. Ekam, Dve, Tu, Dasha. First on this slide, everybody please read the numbers again.
Ekam,
Dve, Tri, Chatvari, Pancha, Sapta, Ashta, Nava, Dasha.
Dasham.
Dasha. So Dasha ityukte 10. So what is Eka Dasha?
11.
What will
11.
Be 12?
Dvadasha.
Dvadasha. 13.
Trayodasha.
Trayodasha. So, agree. After 13.
Chaturdasha.
Chaturdasha.
Panchadasha. Panchadasha.
Shodasha. Saptadasha. Astadasha.
Astadasha. Navadasha. Vishanti.
Navadasha. Can we say Ekona Vimshati?
Ekona Vimshati. So we'll know Oikona Vimshati is actually less than 20. We will we can use that. Ekona Vimshati is less than 20, it will become 19. Ona means less. So
yes, generally
also, but we'll not introduce here. We'll only see how we are going to refer them in time. We'll see that in only in time. Asu Bhavya, so we'll not confuse others. Asso, so we don't want to confuse others. We'll try to, as we learn, as we use it, we will try to use all them. Okay, Asso. Asso, Agre, from 21 to 30, can you please count 21 to 30? भगिन्यः प्लीज् यूस् विंशतिः इट् इस् नाट् विंशति विंशतिः विसर्ग इस् देर् आफ्टर् टि the two dots are there so pronounce it vimshatih ekavimshatih dvavimshatih
trayovimshatih
chaturvimshatih
chaturvimshatih panchavimshatih
padavimshatih shatvimshatih saptavimshatih
ashtavimshatih navavimshatih
navavimshatih
trishat
trimshat bahu samih trim 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 shat
trim
trim
trim shat
ah trim trim shat
trim shat
astu agre agre from 31 to 40
ekatrim
ekatishantu
dvatrishat
dvatrishant
trayatrishat
trayavishat chaturtrishant chaturtrishant
panchatrishat
panchatrishat
chaturtrishat
saptatrishat
saptatrishat navatrishat navatrishat
chatvarishat
chatvarishat
बहु समीचीनं चत्वारिंशत् इस् 40 30 इस् त्रिंशत् चत्वारिंशत् इस् 40 सो 41 टु 50 प्लीस् कौण्ट्
चत्वारिंशतः नवचत्वारिंशतः पञ्चाशतः
ओके अस्तु भगिनी भगिनी सम भगिनी इस् आक्चुलि सेयिङ्ग् इट् इस् एकचत्वारिंशत् अनन्तरं वि आर् नाट् गोयिङ्ग् टु प्रोनौन्स् इट् कम्प्लीट्लि अस्तु भगिनि सो इट् इस् ओन्लि जस्ट् इट् इस् नाट् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि द कम्प्लीट् in Hindi generally or in our mother tongue we have this we always say just fully take it so so in Hindi we generally pronounce it here in Sanskritam whenever we have this halantam the small line at the end of the vertical line so that is our halantam whenever we have halantam we need to pronounce it half so if we are pronouncing it for 1 second let us that is how it is coming for 1 second th. So that should come down to probably half th. It should come down to half second th. So ekachatvarimshat it is not ekachatvarimshat similarly dvichatvarimshat no it is dvichatvarimshat so in sanskrit this becomes important that we pronounce it also like that okay astu so ekachatvarimshat dvichatvarimshat trichatvarimshat chatuschatvarimshat panchachatvarimshat shatchatvarimshat saptachatvarimshat ashtachatvarimshat navachatvarimshat panchashat astu okay that is how chatvarimshat is similarly trimshat trimshat is also having halantam but when it comes to 20 20 is vimshatih here it is ti and then we have two dots it means visarga should also be pronounced as you see here there are two dots here astu so we should pronounce it tih this would be tih vimshatih so that's why 21 will be ekavimshatih द्वाविंशतिः त्रयोविंशतिः चतुस्विंशतिः पञ्चविंशतिः दट् इस् हौ दिस् वुड् बि प्रोनौन्स्ड् प्लीस् टेक् केर् वेन् यु आर् प्रोनौन्सिङ्ग् इट् अस्तु सो नौ count from?
Ekapanchashat.
पञ्चाशत् अस्तु बहु समीचीनं सर्वेभ्य बहु समीचीनम् अग्रे from 51 to 60
ekapanchashat
ekapanchashat samichinam so for homework you did not write anything please practice these numbers again from 60 to 100 please practice you need not write them you need not do anything at your home please practice the number by looking at this slide so we have 60 is 60 saptatihi is 70 ashitihi is 80 navatihi is 90 shatam is 100 so we have shatam is 100 So, please practice just to recite those numbers. Eka shashtihi, va shashtihi, tri shashtihi, chatur shashtihi, panch shashtihi, like that. For all these numbers, please try to recite them. So that once you get comfortable, these are very easy. Unlike Hindi, we have different ways of remembering the numbers. Or our mother tongue, different ways of. This is very easy. The gist you have to add that eka to the corresponding tense which is 60 70 80 90 and 100 you just have to add them that will become very easy please recite this number
60
so please this will be your homework you need not write them you just have to recite them to just to get them cemented agre after this we had just to practice our time we just introduced the time last week at the end of our class So we will revise this. Samayaha. How do we mention time in Sanskrit? Somebody asks us time. What is the time now? It is Dashona Ashtavadanam. So how do we tell this? Or Dashanyuna Ashtavadanam, 10 to 8. Nyuna means less. Dashanyuna Ashtavadanam. Ashtavadanam is 8. Ashtavadanam means 8 o'clock. We are referring to o'clock, na? In English, o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Here we'll have Vadanam. Eka Vadanam means 1 o'clock. Dvi Vadanam means 2 o'clock. Tri Vadanam means 3 o'clock. Chatur Vadanam means 4 o'clock. Similarly, Panchavadanam means 5 o'clock. Chatvadanam means 6 o'clock. Saptavadanam, 7 o'clock. Ashtavadanam means 8 o'clock. Navavadanam, 9 o'clock.
Dashavadanam,
10 o'clock. Ekadashavadanam. Ekadasha. Dvadasha. Dvadasha. Dvadasha, 12 o'clock. So, everybody, please try to say this time out from 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock again.
Ekavadanam.
Ekavadanam.
Dvivadanam.
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 Trivadanam. Chaturvadanam. Panchavadanam.
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 Shatvadanam.
Saptavadanam.
Saptavadanam.
Ashtavadanam. Navavadanam.
Navavadanam.
Dashavadanam.
Ekadashavadanam.
Dvadashavadanam.
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 Dvadashavadanam. So, from 1 o'clock to 12, We'll come to it. We'll recite everything together and then we'll try to do it individually. So we have seen for 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we are just appending Vadanam to the number. Eka, Va, Va, Dvi, Tri, Chatur, Pancha, Chat, Sapta, Ashta, Nava, Dasha, Ekadasha,
Dvadasha, Dvadasha.
Astu Bhagini, Astu Bhagini, Astu Mahodaya. So we are adding the Vadanam to our numbers. Eka Vadanam, Vi Vadanam, Tri Vadanam, Chatur Vadanam, Pancha Vadanam, Shat Vadanam, Sapta Vadanam, Nava Vadanam, Dasha Vadanam, Ekadasha Vadanam, Dvadasha Vadanam. So if we know numbers, we are able to tell the numbers when it is full time. When it is full time, we are able to tell. We just have to append Vadanam. Vadanam is actually our time. That is what we are saying, o'clock here. Astu? So for 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we have seen Ekavadanam to Dvadashavadanam. Now, the next times, how are we going to tell 1.30, 2.30, 3.30, 4.30, 5.30, 6.30 till 12.30?
Sardha Ekavadanam.
Everybody please hold on. Let us explain this to everybody and we'll then recite. What is Sardha? Sardha here is half. Sardha here is half, 1.30. Sardha Vivadanam means again 2.30. Sardha here is referring to us 30 here or half. Sardha Ekavadanam, Sardha Vivadanam, Sardha Trivadanam, Sardha Chaturvadanam. Sardha Ekavadanam means 1.30. Sardha Vivadanam means 2.30. Sardha Trivadanam, 3.30. Sardha Purvadanam. So on till Sardha Dvadasha Vadanam. Till that we have to recite this. So now together everybody we will do this. So please start with 1.30 to 12.30.
सार्धद्वादशवादनम्
अस्तु बहु समीचीनम् सो
संस्कृत उगडे
हा. So now there is one question here. Somebody has asked, what do we have the expression? What is the expression for AM and PM? So there are big words for AM and PM. So here we have something like Purvanaha, Uparanaha. So Purvanaha is AM, Aparanaha is PM. So some kind of words are there in Sanskrit. But if we want to refer, so we will say it is morning, right? In the morning it is Udaya Kalaha Dashavadanam or Sayamkala Dashavadanam. So that is how we refer to in Sanskrit. So if we want to refer literally with respect to AM and PM, then we have to use some big words like Purvanaha. Aparanaha means after the afternoon. Purvanaha means before the afternoon. So some words are there which we have to use. So that is how it will be in Sanskrit. Purvanaha is before
If we say I walked for 1 hour. So what will be that sentence?
1 hour, right?
Yeah.
Aham
Karomi.
Ekvadanam. Ekvadanam will become here we have different words for different ways in Sanskrit. So the measurement is different. Here we'll say ghatika. Eka ghatika. Or we'll say eka ghatika in Sanskrit. Eka ghatika. Aham eka ghatika chalami. चलामि चलामि अहं चलामि चलामि
वाकिङ्ग्
हा वाकिङ्ग् अहं चलामि चलामि वाकिङ्ग् अस्तु सो देट् इस् हौ यु विल् से ऐ हेव् वाक्ड् फार् वन् अवर् घटिका इस् द वर्ड् फार् अवर् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु मिनिट्स् इट् विल् बिकम् निमिषं निमिषः निमिषः नाट् निमिषं निमिषः
निमिष
निमिषः निमिषः सो देट् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु यूस् वर्ड्स् हियर् अस्तु भगिनि सो हियर् वी हव् सीन् सार्ध सार्ध द्वादशवादनं ट्विल् 12:30 फ्रम् 1:30 टु 12:30 अवर् वि गोयिङ्ग् टु रेफर् द वर्ड्स् एण्ड् नेक्स्ट् दिस् इस् फार् अवर् सो फ्रम् नेक्स्ट् फ्रम् हियर् वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु द क्वार्टर् थिङ्ग् हौ आर् वि गोयिङ्ग् टु रेफर् द वर्ड्स् इन् क्वार्टर्ली वे सो सपाद सपाद मीन्स् हियर् हाफ् आफ् द सार्ध इट् इस् 15 सपाद एकवादनं सपाद एकवादनं मीन्स् 1:15 सपाद द्विवादनं मीन्स् 2:15 सपाद त्रिवादनं मीन्स् 3:15 सपाद चतुर्वादनं सो सार्ध वास् एडेड् बिफोर् दे सिमिलर्लि वि आर् एडिङ्ग् सपाद बिफोर् द नम्बर् सपाद एकवादनं मीन्स् 1:15 सपाद द्विवादनं मीन्स् 2:15 सपाद त्रिवादनं मीन्स् 3:15 सपाद चतुर्वादनं मीन्स् 4:15 सो प्लीस् रिपीट् रिपीट् फ्रम् एक सपाद एकवादनं तु सपाद द्वादशवादनं
सपाद
नववादनम्
एकादशवादनम् इट् इस् नाट् एकादशवादनम् इट् इस् एकादशवादनम् एका सो प्लीस् प्रोनौन्स् दट् फार् लिटिल् मोर् लाङ्गर् सो when you have this line bhagini bhaginyah whenever there is a line after a consonant you have to spend more time there pronouncing it should be for a longer time if you are pronouncing ka for 1 second ka should be pronounced for 2 seconds if you are pronouncing ka for 1 second ka should be pronounced for 2 seconds that is how you have to spend the time in pronouncing whenever you see a line so we have va it is va so we are spending more time you have to spend more time in pronouncing the va so please pronounce that for more time if you are pronouncing some word for lesser time it has to be going increasing as you will see the completion of the letter or we see more things added to the letters we have to spend more time in pronouncing that please take care of that so sapada so what is 1 o'clock what is 1 o'clock
एकवादनम्
1 o'clock इस् 1 o'clock वाट् इस् 1:15 सपाद एकवादनम् इट् इस् नाट् एका प्लीस् अगेन् नोट् दिस् फार् 1 इट् इस् एक फार् 11 इट् इस् एका सो यु हाव् टु मेक् somebody is pronouncing एका प्लीस् नोट् दट् यु हाव् टु प्रोनौन्स् इट् एक फार् 1 एकादश फार् 11 एका ओके अस्तु प्लीस् टेक् केर् आफ् देट् अस्तु सो अगेन् वाट् इस् 1:30 वाट् इस् 1:30 सार्ध एकवादनं 2:15
2:15
2:15 प्लीस् वाट् इस् 4 o'clock
चतुर्वादनं
5:15 सपाद पञ्चवादनं. वाट् इस् 6:15?
What
is 5:30? Our class timing, sir. What is
7:30?
People are attending from US. It is 10 o'clock. What is 10 o'clock?
Dashavadanam.
What is 11:30? बहु समीचीनम्. एकादशवादनं बहु समीचीनम्. एकादशवादनं सार्ध एकादशवादनं समीचीनं बहु समीचीनम्. वाट् इस् 11:15? सपाद एकादशवादनं. वाट् इस् 12:30? सार्धद्वादशवादनं बहु समीचीनं. वाट् इस् 12:15? सपादद्वादशवादनं. अस्तु अस्तु भगिन्यः महोदय बहु समीचीनम्. अस्तु अग्रे अग्रे गच्छामः. पादोन. वाट् इस् पाद ऊन? सो देर् आर् टू वर्ड्स् हियर् देट् हस् बिकम् पादोन. पाद अण्ड् ऊन. पाद ऊन मीन्स् लेस् देन् क्वार्टर्. पाद ऊन इट् हस् बिकम् पादोन. सो पादोन हियर् मीन्स् 15 लेस् देन् द टैम्. सो पादोन द्विवादनं मीन्स् द टैम् इस् 15 लेस् देन् 2 o'clock. द टैम् इस् 15 लेस् देन् 2 o'clock. सो इट् इस् 1:45. द टैम् बिकम्स् 1:45. सो पादोन द्विवादनं. पादोन पादोन द्विवादनं मीन्स् 1:45 आर् क्वार्टर् टु टू. दट् इस् वाट् इट् मीन्स्. इट् इस् आक्चुलि क्वार्टर् टु टू. वि आर् सेयिङ्ग् पाद ऊन द्विवादनं. वि आर् नाट् रेफरिङ्ग् टु 1:45 एस् एकवादनं. इट् इस् नाट् कमिङ्ग् एस् 1 o'clock हियर्. इट् इस् कमिङ्ग् 2 o'clock. इट् मीन्स् देट् रैट् पादोन 15 लेस् देन् 2 o'clock. पादोन పాదోన త్రీవాదం మీన్స్ 15 లెస్ దెన్ 3 o'clock. ఇట్ ఈస్ 2:45. పాదోన 15 లెస్ దెన్ చతుర్వాదనం. పాదోన 15 లెస్ దెన్ 5 o'clock. పంచవాదనం. అస్తు. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ 4:45 యాక్చువల్లీ టైమ్. ఈస్ ఇఫ్ యూ జనరలీ లుక్ అట్ అవర్ వాచ్, వి జనరలీ సే 4:45, 3:45 ఆర్ 2:45. ఫర్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ యూస్ టు టెల్ 10 to 2, క్వార్టర్ టు 2, దెన్ ఇట్ విల్ బి దశోన, పాదోన, అష్టోన. దట్ ఇస్ ద వే యూ విల్ రెఫర్ టు సే లెస్ దెన్ సమ్ టైమ్. లెస్ దెన్ సమ్ టైమ్ యూ విల్ యూస్ దిస్ వన్. అదర్వైజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ సే 1:45, యూ ఆర్ యూస్ టు సేయింగ్ 1:45, వీ హ్యావ్ టు సే పంచవింశతిః ఏకవాదనం, విచ్ ఇస్ అధిక. పంచవింశతి అధిక ఏకవాదనం. సో ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ నాట్ వింశతిః, పంచచత్వారింశత్ అధిక ఏకవాదనం. పంచచత్వారింశదికవాదనం మీన్స్ 45 పంచచత్వారింశదికవాదనం. పంచచత్వారింశదికవాదనం మీన్స్ 1:45. పంచచత్వారింశదికద్వివాదనం మీన్స్ 2:45. పంచచత్వారింశ అధిక త్రివాదనం మీన్స్ 3:45. పంచచత్వారింశ అధిక చతుర్వాదనం మీన్స్ 4:45. పంచచత్వారింశత్. సో పంచచత్వారింశత్ ఇస్ 45. అధిక, అధిక మీన్స్ మోర్. పంచచత్వారింశధిక ఏకవాదనం. పంచచత్వారింశ అధిక ద్వివాదనం. సో సంబడి వాంట్స్ టు టెల్ 1:45 మీన్స్ వీల్ గో, వీల్ సే ఇట్ ఇస్ పంచచత్వారింశ అధిక 1:45. But if we want to say it is quarter to two, let's say we want to tell it as quarter to two, then it will become padona dvivadanam.
Padona dvivadanam.
If we want to tell it as 1:45, 1:45 will become panchachatvarimshadhika ekavadanam.
This is more easy.
There are two ways of referring to time. అస్తు భగిని, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ ఈజీ డూ ఇట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజియర్. అస్తు. సో వి విల్ డూ దిస్, వి విల్ డూ దిస్. సో పాదోన ద్వివాదనం.
So we'll start with Padona Dvivadanam and come to Padona Ekavadanam. That is what we'll practice. So please start with Padona Dvivadanam.
పాదోన నవవాదనం
పాదోన ఏకవాదనం బహు సమీచీనం. సో నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ టైమ్ అండ్ వీ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు టెల్ వాట్ ఈస్ వాట్. నౌ వీ అవర్ జనరల్ క్వశ్చన్ వుడ్ బి హౌ డు ఐ టెల్ వాట్ ఈస్ 125. నౌ హౌ ఆర్ వి గోయింగ్ టు టెల్ 125?
ఏకవాదనం
1225 is not ekavadanam, dvadashavadanam. Panchavimshatihi adhika e dvadashavadanam is 1225. Na, Bhagini and Mahodaya, if you are using ekavadanam, it is 125. Okay, adhika, if you are using ekavadanam, it is 125. Padona, not padona. Panchavimshatihi adhika ekavadanam means it is 125. If you want to refer to
125.
సార్
కెన్ వి సే పంచ న్యూన సార్ధ సార్ధ ద్వాదశ వాదనం?
దట్ విల్ బికమ్ కాంప్లికేటెడ్. భగిని, వాట్ యు ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఇస్ వెరీ గుడ్ క్వశ్చన్, బట్ I have very problems with actually forming that entire word. So I do not want to get into, say, 5 minutes less than 12 seconds. So panchanona, panchanyona, sardha adhika ekavadanam. That will become very difficult to pronounce also. So please let us not do that. What is there in general use, we will try to learn. If the pronunciation is good, then probably we'll do that. Okay? So, Bhagini? Bhagini, ekam nimisham. This is Vandana. Vandana Bhagini is asking one question. So, one second. Bhagini, please go ahead with your question.
Sir, I didn't understand. What will call
125? 125. So, what is 25, Bhagini? Pancha Vimshatihi, right? 25 is Pancha Vimshatihi. Astu?
Yes.
So now we have to say it is more 25 more than 1 o'clock. So panchavimshatihi adhika means more. Panchavimshatihi adhika ekavadanam.
Ekavadanam
will be common. Adhika is something that you have to answer. You have to add. So what will be 5 o'clock and 5 minutes? 5. How should I tell 5? పంచవాదనం బహు సమీచీనం. సిమిలర్లీ, వాట్ ఈస్ 7-5? पञ्चाधिक सप्तवादनं वाट् इस् 10:10
दशाधिकदशवादनं
बहु समीचीनं वाट् इस् 11:05 बहु समीचीनं वाट् इस् 50 अष्टवादनं दट् इस् हौ 850 इस् 50 अष्टवादनम् इस् वन् आन्सर् अनदर् आन्सर् इस् दशोन नववादनं इस् 10 minutes लेस् देन् 9:00 सो हौ वेर् यु वाण्ट् टु आन्सर् प्लीस् बि इफ् यु शुड् टेल् 10 less than 9:00 इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु टेल् इट् लैक् देन् इट् इस् दशोन नववादनं बट् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु टेल् इट् एस् 50 minutes more than 8, then it will become panchashatadhika attavadanam. That is how you have to answer this question. There are two answers to this. Agree. What is 12-5? What is 12-5? एकादश इट् इस् ओन्ली No, it is Dvadasha. 5 minutes more than 12:00.
Dvadasha vadanam.
Panchadika Dvadasha vadanam. So 5 minutes more than 12:00. Astu. Similarly, 7:55. What will be the answer for 7:55?
Panchashatadhika Ashtavadanam.
Okay, hold on. So, one at a time. Now, there are again two answers. Geetha Bagni. Sangam Bagni, so what is your answer? What is the answer for 755? Sangam Bagni.
It is Panchona.
पञ्चन्यून अष्टवादनम् आर् पञ्चोन अष्टवादनम्
पञ्चोन अष्टवादनं
गीता भगिनी युवर् आन्सर् इस् डिफ्रेण्ट् केन् यु टेल् युवर् आन्सर् आल्सो गीता गीता भगिनी
पञ्चपञ्चाशत् अधिक सप्तवादनम्
Both conditions. So there are two answers here again because we want to refer the time as 7:55 exactly in the way it is there in English. It means that Panchapanchashat Adhika Saptavadanam means 55 minutes more than 7:00. That is the way Geetha Bhagini will answer. If we want to tell 5 minutes less than 8:00, then we are going to say Panchona or Panchanyuna. Panchanyuna Ashtavadanam. 5 minutes less than 8:00. Again, two answers for this. Astu? Aam Bhagini. Aam Mohdaya. So what is... So somebody has question, any question? No
question. How to differentiate AM,
Mahadeya? Mahadeya, what is it?
How you are differentiating AM and PM?
So as I said, there are two words for here. So if something I have to tell before the noon, then it is Purvanaha. Then it is, that is forenoon, before the noon, okay? After the noon, I want to say something, aparanaha. So I want to say panchadasha vimshatihi or sardha panchavadanam aparanaha means 5 p.m. Sardha panchavadanam aparanaha means after the noon 5:30. But generally, what the panchangams are, the real panchangams, using Surya Siddhantam, don't follow this Purvanaha or Aparanaha. They say Udayam or Sayankalam. That is how the panchangams follow. In the Indian tradition, which follows the Surya Siddhantam, they don't follow this Purvanaha and Aparanaha. They don't do this. The Surya Siddhantam goes with when is the sunrise. Okay, so it is how many minutes after the sunrise or how many minutes before the sunrise or after the sunrise. It is not English way. The Indian tradition does not follow the forenoon and the afternoon mechanism at all. Okay, so it is always the time at which the calculation is based on the mathematics based on Surya Siddhanta. Surya Siddhanta is actually used in order to calculate the location of times across different geographies in India. So that is the tradition that is followed. And if you want to refer the time in Indian way, in the Indian way we want to tell them, then we either use the Sayam Kalam or Surya Kalam. That's all. There is nothing else. Okay, but if you want to translate the literal way of English thing into Indian Sanskrit way, then it is Purvanaha or Apranaha. That is what we'll do. Astu. So hope that was answered. Any other question? I thought there was one more question. Anybody else? Any other question? Astu. So next time, we will also practice the next time. What is 310? What will be 310? What is 5 o'clock and 5 minutes? పంచదిక పంచదశ నో పంచదశ ఓన్లీ పంచవాదనం పంచదశ ఇస్ 15 సో 5 o'clock అండ్ పంచదిక పంచవాదనం సో డోంట్ గెట్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ విత్ అధిక ఆఫ్ మోర్ అండ్ అవర్ నంబర్స్ సో 5 minutes మోర్ ఇస్ పంచదిక 5 o'clock సో 5 minutes అండ్ 5 o'clock ఇస్ పంచదిక పంచవాదనం. What is 610? How do you say 650? దశ న్యూన యూ కెన్ ఆల్సో యూజ్ దశ న్యూన బిఫోర్ వి అండర్స్టాండ్ సంధి యూ కెన్ స్టిల్ యూజ్ దశ న్యూన దశ న్యూన సప్తవాదనం మీన్స్ 10 minutes దశ న్యూన దశ న్యూన సప్తవాదనం వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యాడెడ్ దశ న్యూన వెన్ వి యూజ్ సంధి then it will become dashona. Sandhis are not yet introduced, that will be there in advanced classes. Dasha nyuna will become dashona. The and u will become o. There is a change of the words. Dasha plus una, dashona, dasha nyuna, saptavadana. Astu. What is 655? 5 minutes less than 7. What is 5 minutes less than 7? 655. షట్వాదనం
पञ्चवादन सप्तवादन
सप्तवाहन
सप्त 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 इज 7 655 5 मिनट्स लेस देन 7 विल बिकम पञ्चोन सप्तवादन 5 मिनट्स लेस देन 7
सप्तवादन
अष्टवादन इफ इट इज अष्टवादन देन इट इज 5 मिनट्स लेस देन 8 ओक्लॉक
7:55
एंड somebody is it will become 7:55 yes it will become 7:55 yes so we are not referring to 7:55 we are referring to 6:55 so now the time is 8:25 how are we going to tell 8:25
पञ्चविंशति
अधिक पञ्चविंशतिः अधिक अष्टवादनम् बहु समीचीनम् वाट् विल् बि 12:10 What will be 12:10?
Dasha adhika.
Dasha adhika.
Dasha adhika.
Dasha adhika. Ekadasha vadanam. Dvadasha
vadanam. Who is her? No, no. What is ekadasha? What is ekadasha? What is ekadasha? Somebody is saying ekadasha. What is ekadasha? Ekadasha is 11.
Dvadasha vadanam.
So, dvadasha vadanam. 12 means dvadasha vadanam. 10 minutes more than 12 is... दशाधिक द्वादशवादनं दश अधिक द्वादशवादनं
द्वादशवादनं
अस्तु नौ ऐ वाण्ट् टु रेफर् द टैम् 11:55 देर् आर् अगेन् टु आन्सर्स् वाट् विल् बि 11:55
एकादशवादनं
हा देर् आर् अगेन् टु आन्सर्स् एस् वि सेड् पञ्चोन द्वादशवादनं मीन्स् 5 मिनिट्स् लेस् देन् 12 ओ क्लाक् आर् पञ्चाशत् अधिक एकादशवादनं मीन्स् 55 मिनिट्स् मोर् देन् 11 ओ क्लाक् 11:55 पञ्चपञ्चाशत् अधिक एकादशवादनं बहु समीचीनं अस्तु So that is our time and I think we have practiced nicely and we'll move on ahead and we will see one story now. Raghavan Mahodaya, are you available? Raghavan Mahodaya? Astiva.
Astu Mahodaya.
Amatmi. Raghavan Mahodaya, can you please read this story here, as given here? No, hold on, one second, it is only Rag, I will mute everybody so you can read for yourself and only person who is called out, please read. Okay, Raghavan Mahodaya, can you please read it?
Ashwa. तथा चतुरः काकः एकः ग्रामः तत्र एकः काकः
एकनिमिषं महोदय एकनिमिषं सो वेन् यु आर् टेलिङ्ग् दिस् प्लीस् आल्सो ट्रै टु ट्रान्स्लेट् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् वाट् एवर् युर् रीडिङ्ग् इफ् यु से कथा वाट् डु यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् बै कथा वेन् यु आर् सेङ्ग् चतुरः काकः वाट् डु यु मीन् बै चतुरः अस्तु
चतुरः इस् क्लेवर् काकः इस् स्लो एकः ग्रामः दर् इस् अ विलेज् वन्
एकः ग्रामः एकः
एकः ग्रामः वन् विलेज् तत्र एकः चतुरः काकः निवसति सो विच् मीन्स् देर् लिव् द क्लेवर् क्रो
समीचीनम्
एकदा ग्रीष्मकालः इस् इट् वन् डे महोदय
एकदा वन्स् इन् ग्रीष्मकालः ग्रीष्मकालः
एकदा
It is hot. Actually, it is very hot. Hot actually.
Tapayati
here is
hot. Very hot.
Yes, very hot. Tapayati is very hot.
Okay. Tapayati is hot. Okay. Okay. Kakah drishyati. Kintu jalam kutra api nasti. So probably
kakah drishyati.
Drishyati. Yeah. Kintu jalam. Yeah. Kintu jalam kutra api nasti. But water was not there. Jalam was not there. Water was not there. Right?
Kutrapi. Not everywhere water was not there. Kutrapi.
Okay. Kutrapi is everywhere, right?
Okay. Yes.
Kakah pashyati. Pashyati means see. Kakah ro
yes,
saw. Kakah atra pashyati. Tatra pashyati. It means it saw there, here. Kakah sarvatra pashyati. It saw it looked everywhere. Kakah atati. Sah sarvatra atati. Kutra abhi jalam nasti. So which means atati means it flew, right? It flew everywhere.
Wandering.
It went here and there. Atati.
Wandering.
Okay.
Pandering.
Sarvatra atati means it went everywhere. Sarvatra means everywhere. So saha sarvatra atati. Kutra abhi jalam nasti. Wherever it goes, it doesn't see that it doesn't see the water. There is no water. Kakaha eklatra pashyati. It looked at one place. Tatra gataka hasti. It saw a gataha means pot. There was a pot. So tatra gataha asti. Gatasya antaha swalapam jalam eva asti.
Swalpam.
So
swalpam.
Sorry.
Swalpam.
Very little swalpam, water.
Swalpam. Yes.
Okay. Kakah chintyati. The crow thought, ha anta atra kinchit is little atra there little jalam eva asti. Only little water is there, right? Aham kim karomi. What will I do? Or what will I do? Iti hi.
Samicharam. बहु समीचीनम् सो काकः पश्यति काकः एकनिमिषं महोदय लेटस् काकः अत्र पश्यति तत्र पश्यति काकः सर्वत्र पश्यति काकः अटति सः सर्वत्र अटति अस्तु कुत्रापि जलं नास्ति इट् इस् कुत्र अपि हियर् द वे वि प्रोनौन्स् इट् विल् बिकम् कुत्रापि जलं नास्ति अग्रे काकः एकत्र पश्यति तत्र घटः नास्ति घटस्य अन्तः स्वल्पं जलम् एव अस्ति स्वल्पं जलम् एव सो वाट् इस् एव हियर् महोदय
ओन्लि
यस् अब्सोल्युट्लि अब्सोल्युट्लि अण्ड् वाट् इस् अपि वाट् डस् अपि मीन्स्
आल्सो
अपि api in this context there here and also astu also so these are the new words we have seen is atra tatra we have already seen sarvatra we have seen pashyati we have seen atati we have not seen so far atati means to roam to go here and there that is what is atati wander what is atati api also kakah ekatra pashyati we have seen ghatasya Yeah. Have you seen this kind of word ghatasya?
Shashti vibhakti.
Bahu samichinam. Shashti vibhakti. Ghataha, ghatasya. Ghataha is the which lingam word? Ghataha is which lingam word?
Pulling.
Pulling word.
Napustalingam.
Ekvachan
bolda. no, 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 no. Somebody
pulling
word. Pulling
word.
It is pulling
word.
Pulling a word. So now what happens in Sanskrit is as we go forward, you need to identify what is the lingam of that word, which vibhakti it is, whether it is a kriyapadam or not, is what something that we have to do. So ekaha, it is a pulling word. Gramaha, is it a pulling word? It is, this is also pulling word.
Pulling word.
Right. This is pulling word. Tatra is not a pulling word here. We will try to address this later. Ekaha, chaturaha, kakaha, all are these pulling words. Nivasati. Nivasati, we have not seen so far. Nivasati is not thriling. It is a verb. Kriyapadani.
Kriyapadani.
Kriyapadam. So what is happening? We have the object and the subject. We have the object and the subject in these kind of words. What is the object here? The object, also the subject here, kakaha. Kakaha is the subject. And what is it doing? Sah kim kartoti, sah nivasati. So in this word, we are also answering what is happening. So ekaha chaturaha. Chaturaha is our adjective. Chaturaha is our adjective. So we are, this is a visheshanam. This is a visheshanam. Chaturaha, kakaha. Kakaha is the subject. What does it do? Nivasati. Ekada. Now, is this a striling word or it is a pulling word?
Striling word.
Striling word.
Striling.
Striling. Ekada. Then we ekada. We have not seen this word. Ekada. We have not seen this word so far, right? So it is our ekada means once upon a time. Ekada. Grishmakalaha. Grishmakalaha also we have not seen so far.
Pulling word. These are,
this is a pulling word and Grishmakala etyukte summer time. Tapayati. Tapayati is again a word, verb. It is a verb.
Kriyapadam.
Kriyapadani. Kriyapadam. Singular is Kriyapadam. Kriyapadani is basically
Kriyapadani
will become
Vartamanakala Kriyapadani.
Vartamanakala Bahuvachana Rupam Kriya is it?
Vartamana.
That will become if we are going to, okay, we'll come to that. We are anyways learning that. Kakaha is again pumlinga.
Sir, how it is because ekada is
one word. Once we are not saying asti, so it is not smaha. Tapayati smaha means becomes past tense. Now it is tapayati means we are reading. It is happening right now. Once Grishma Kala, Ekada in summer time. It is like in summer time, once in summer time, it was hot. It is hot. Not even it was hot. It is hot. Kaka Trushyati. It is hot. That is what we are reading here.
Vartaman Kala. Vartaman Kala.
Vartaman Kala Rupam. Vartakana Kala Rupam. Okay. So, Kintu. Again, Kintu is a new word. We have, again, Trushyati. Trushyati we have not read so far. Trushyati is also a new word. Trushyati means thirst. Thirsty. Kintu. Kintu means or but. Parantu. Right? Parantu. Jalam. Jalam we have learned. Kutra also we have learned. Api. What is Api? Api we have used but we didn't learn it nicely. So it is Api means what? Also. Api means also.
No, right.
Asti Nasti. We have seen this. Asti Nasti we have seen this. Akahap. Pashyati. Pashyati we have seen in our last two classes what it is. Kakaha Atra Pashyati. Kakaha sees here. Tatra Pashyati. It sees there. Kakaha Sarvatra Pashyati. It sees everywhere. Kakaha Atati. Atati means to look here and there or roam here and there to wander. So all these synonyms are for Atati. So Sarvatra Atati. Atati again. To go there here and there. Atati. Okay, we have seen this. Kutra Api Jalam Nasti. Kutra Api. So kutra api, everywhere it is not found. Nowhere or it is everywhere it has not found. Everywhere also kutra api jalam nasti. Everywhere water she did not find. It did not find. Kakaha ekatra pashyati. Then it says here at one place it says tatra gataha asti. Tatra gataha asti. Gatasya antaha. Antaha means inside. Antaha means inside. So this is again pumlinga word. Ghatasya. Ghataha. Sixth declension of Shashti Vibhakti V. Swalpam. Swalpam. Swalpam means little. Jalameva nasti. Asti. Jalameva. Jalam eva asti. Means a little water is there, all only little water only is there asti. Kakaha chintayati, chintayati means it is thinking. Kakaha is again pulling the word, chintayati is actually thinking, thinks. Ha hanta, oh atra kinchit, kinchit means little, jalam eva asti, jalam eva, only little water is there. Aham kim
karomi. Sir,
what anta is anta? Anta is an expression. Alas, like halas. Ha, anta, alas, kind of expression. Finally, I have find finally here. That is the expression here. Alas, ha, alas is the, that is the expression that we use, na? Finally, I have find out something. Oh God, yes, some kind of expression, expressive word. Ha, anta. Okay, that is the word we are here. Atta kinchit jalameva asti aham kim karomi iti. She is thinking, the crow is thinking, iti. Iti means, this is what is happening, iti, what I am doing here. That is what iti, we use the word iti to indicate this, something like this, iti. Saka kintaya iti, what is, she is thinking, iti. That is what iti means here. So this is what it means here. Astu. So now, this is the problem that the kakaha is facing. Agre, Sangam Bhagini, please try to read this. Please try to read it and translate it with whatever you understand. Take an imsham. Let me look everybody. There is a lot of that.
Sir?
Astu Bhagini, please go ahead.
Sir, can I start? Yes, sir. Jalam.
Astu Bhagini, please go ahead.
Jalam. उपायं मीन्स् वे सम् वे टु ओवर्कम्
सोल्यूशन्
सः तत्र शिला खण्डं पश्यति इट् सा स्माल् स्माल्
नौ यू हैव टु ट्रान्स्लेट् इट् नो भगिनी यू हैव टु ट्रान्स्लेट् इट् वर्ड् बै वर्ड् सः इस् इट् इट् हियर् सः तत् मीन्स् इट् सः मीन्स् सः सः वेर् आर् यू
वेर्
सः Saha means he. Sa means she.
She. He. Okay. He. Sarvatra. Everywhere. He. Sarvatra. Everywhere. Shila Kandam. I don't know, sir. Shila Kandam.
Shila Kandam means stone. Pashyati. In the picture, Pashyati. As you see, it is a stone.
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 See. Okay, sir. Okay. Saha. एकं शिलाखण्डं स्वीकरोति
भगिनि ओके यू केन् आल्सो यूस् दिस् आल्सो इफ् दट् इस् ए लिटिल् बिट्
हि वन् स्टोन् हि टुक् वन् स्टोन् हि टुक् वन् स्टोन् अन्तः घटस्य अन्तः क्षिपति इट् पुट् इट् अण्डर् दि इन्सैड् दि काट् क्षिपति पुनः शिलाखण्डं स्वीकरोति अण्ड् अगेन् इट् टुक् अनदर् स्टोन् घटस्य अन्तः क्षिपति अण्ड् इट् पुट् इन्सैड् दि पाट् एवं पुनः पुनः शिलाखण्डं क्षिपति अण्ड् इट् डिड् इट् अगेन् अण्ड् अगेन् इट् पुट् दि स्टोन् इन्सैड् दि पाट् अगेन् अण्ड् अगेन् पुनः इस् अगेन्
समीचीनं
जलम् उपरि आगच्छति the water started coming up. Kakaha tushyati. I don't know, sir. What is tushyati? What is tushyati, sir?
Now, it is actually drink. Not pibati.
Drink,
no, no. Pibati is actually...
It is happy, kind of happy.
Tushyati means kind of happy. It is now happy. It is pleased, kind of. That is tushyati. Trushyati is thirsty. Trushyati is thirsty.
Okay. Tushyati. The crow was happy. Saha jalam pibati. He drank the water. Kakasya.
Correct. Drink water. Not drank, drink.
Bahu. He drinks water. Bahu drinks santoshata bhavati. And it very happy. Very happy.
Bhavati becomes happy. Very happy.
Anantaram saha svanitam. Svanitam gachati. Sir, what is that, sir? Svanitam.
Svanitam means the Svanitam. Its own nest. Needam means nest. Sva means self. Self nest.
Oh, okay.
Our home.
Okay. Okay. It went back to his home. Chaturaha kakaha. Crow is very clever.
Crow. Bahu samitram. Bahu samitram. So can you also please complete it with these sentences?
Yes, sir. Eshah puradana kalasya chaturah kakah. This is the ancient times clever crow. Adunik kalasya. Kalasya kakah. Kim karoti? And what will the crow of the age will do?
In the new age or in the modern age will do. That is what is the question being asked at the end.
Yes, sir.
Bahu samichinam bhagini. Bahu samichinam. Thank you so much. So, dhanyavadah. So the solution in the previous... Astu bhagini. So in the previous slide, we had seen kakaha was thirsty, the crow was thirsty. Atra kim karoti kakaha? Kakaha atra upayam chintayati. Kim karoti kakaha? Upayam chintayati. Upayam ityukte solution, chintayati ityukte things. Saha sarvatra shilakhandam pashyati. Sarvatra shilakhandam. Shilakhandam ityukte stones. Khandam, shilakhandam. Stone, small stones, it looks everywhere, pashyati. So, ekam shilakhandam. So, we had seen ekaha, now it is becoming ekam. Now, ekam is followed by shilakhandam. So, this will be important as we go. It is going to follow how the word is. So, the rupam is becoming ekam. We had seen ekam previously, the number, ekam. So, now it is ekam shilakhandam svikaroti. Svikaroti is something that we came across, means it takes, it took or it is taking. Saha ekam shilakhandam svikaroti. Ghatasya antaha, antaha we have seen previously, shipati throws, punaha, again, shilakhandam we have already seen, svikaroti. So, this is our verb, ghatasya shashti vibhakti, antaha means inside, shipati throws, evam, again, punaha means again and again, also shilakhandam shipati throws, shilakhandam stone again and again. Jalam upari agachati, kakaha tushyati, kakaha becomes happy or it is kind of pleased, that is what tushyati. Saha jalam pibati, it drinks water, kakasya bahu santoshaha bhavati, it becomes very happy. Anantram swanidam gachati, swanidam means it goes to its own nest, swanidam, own nest. Gachati, chaturaha kakaha. So, chaturaha kakaha means clever crow. Eshaha puratana kalasya chaturaha kakaha. This is old times kakaha. इट् इस् क्लेवर् काक आधुना कालस्य काकः किं करोति इति अहं वयम् अग्रे पश्यामः वाट् इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु डू नौ इट् इस् अ मोडर्न् प्रो वाट् इस् द सोल्यूशन् देट् दे आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु डू नौ अस्तु सो अस्तु सो प्रमीला भगिनी आर् यु देर् प्रमीला भगिनी
Yes, sir.
Prerna, can you please read this?
Yes, sir. Adhunika kalasya chaturaha chaturaha jalanikam anayati. Anayati. In modern days, the wife also will use the straw. Jalanikam means straw.
Jalanalika.
Bahu samichanam. Very good. By the context, it means straw only. Jalanalikam. Nalikam. Nalikam. Not nalikam. Nalikam.
Nalikam.
Jalanalikam.
Gatasya antaha stapayati. Gatasya antaha stapayati means
अस्तु बहु समीचीनं प्लेसिङ्ग् स्थापयति मीन्स् प्लेसिङ्ग् आर् पुटिङ्ग् बहु समीचीनम् अग्रे अग्रे
कष्ट विना लिटिल् बिट् डिफिकल्टि
वितौट्
डिफिकल्टि सः सत्वरः सत्वरः स्वनीड
गच्छति
सः सत्वरं स्वनीडं गच्छति
सत्वरम् एनी गेसेस् वाट् इस् सत्वरम्
इमिडियेट्लि इट् वेंट टु हिज ओन नेस्ट
स्वडी स्वनीडम ओन नेस्ट
ओन नेस्ट गच्छति मीन्स वेंट
गच्छति वेंट
वेंट आर केम
सो द मॉडर्न वेंट गच्छति मीन्स एक्चुअली कम गच्छति मीन्स कम हियर इट इज वेरी एक्चुअली कम स्वनीडम go yes, yes. come agachati means come
immediately it came so, to his house
it goes to actually he goes to
ghost
nest immediately he goes to nest immediately
what is previous
satvaram means immediately or it goes with after that immediately next step satvaram after drinking the water it goes that is what it means
Swanidam.
Swanidam means own nest. Swa means self. Needam means nest. It is Swanidam. Own nest. Satvaram. Swanidam gacchati. Upayaha.
Upayaha to samayanu gunaha.
Upayaha to samayanu gunaha.
According to the situation, we should... think
you have to come up with the solution
yeah
absolutely right absolutely bahu samichanam bhagini bahu samichanam astu bhagini so the modern crow is going to use a straw to drink a water it is not going and because now plastic is available everywhere it is going to get a plastic straw put it in the tumbler or in the jug or in the pot and then quickly decide to suck it the water up and drink it and immediately go so it is also becoming modern these days that is the adhunika kala kakaha not puratana kala kakaha
महोदय जलनालिका earlier we have studied jalanalika is an this aakar and the streelinga padam
streelinga streelinga shabdam
jalanalikam it is this is samsas napumsakalinga
no it is not like that jalam jalanalikam so it is actually Srilingam. The vibhakti is not Pradhama vibhakti here. We have not learned the other vibhakti. Only we have learned the Pradhama vibhakti. Dvitiya vibhakti asti bhagini. Parantu vayam sarvesham na patanti va. Hello? So, we have not read the Dvitiya vibhakti, Tritiya vibhakti. That is why I have not brought it up. As we read, we'll bring the different vibhaktis. So, we have only the first vibhakti and the sixth vibhakti.
धन्यवादः
अस्तु सो दट् इस् वाट् द मोडर्न् क्रो इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु डू एस् पर् द टैम् क्रोस् आर् आल्सो चेञ्जिङ्ग् एस् पर् द टैम् दे आर् कमिङ्ग् अप् वित् डिफ्रेण्ट् सोल्यूशन्स् अकार्डिङ्ग् टु द टैम् अ वेरि गुड् लेसन् दट् वी हाव् टु लर्न् अस्तु सो अग्रे दिस् इस् द दिनचर्या सो प्लीस् रीड् दिस् दिस् इस् युर् होम्वर्क् प्लीस् रीड् दिस् फार् लता एण्ड् रमा वी हाव् सीन् द दिनचर्या Similarly, please go through this. You need not write anything. Please go through this. What it is it any different? That is what you have to do. And then we have one picture here. So for our homework, please identify what are the different actions and balakaha kim karoti, vrudha kim karoti, vruddha kim karoti, balika kim karoti, mahila kim karoti, purushaha kim karoti. Iti atra bahuni karyani atra vayam sarvesam पश्यामः अनन्तरं वाक्यं रचामः अस्तु देट् इस् वाट् वी हाव् टु डू एस् पर् अवर् होम्वर्क् वी हाव् टु सी द पिक्चर् एण्ड् रैट् द वेरियस् एक्षन्स् देट् आर् बीङ्ग् पर्फार्म्ड् इन् दिस् पिक्चर् देट् विल् बि अवर् होम्वर्क् एण्ड् अनदर् पार्ट् वुड् बि इन् अवर् अभ्यासपुस्तकम् अभ्यासपुस्तकं वी हाव् द टैम्स् मेन्शन्ड् हियर् देर् आर् डिफ्रेण्ट् टैम्स् देट् आर् बीङ्ग् मेन्शन्ड् आन् पेज् नम्बर् 17. Let me open if that is there. Here, page number 17. Atra asti va. Jyasa pustakam. So, page number 17, there are times mentioned. That will be the another homework for this week. So this is what will be our homework. Please practice this page for our homework. So this is one thing that is part of our homework and chitram. Chitram is you have to identify the different kriyapadam and form sentences. Purushaha astiva, mahila astiva, vrudaha astiva, vruddha astiva, balakaha astiva, balika asti, kukuraha asti, kukuraha kim karoti, balakaha kim karoti, astu. So all these actions you have to answer on this page. That will be our homework for this week and the time. Please practice page number 17 of our Abhyasa Pustakam. That will be our time for our Abhyasa Pustakam. And that is all for our class today. So we are already up with 9 o'clock. Any other questions you have?
I am
Ek minute bhai there is lot of background noise that
so when we write
Vandana bhagini
yeah when we write I am preparing food so I have written prata bhojan pakam karomi I don't think it is a right sentence
पाकं पचामि एक्चुलि करोमि पाकं पचामि पचामि किचन् एक्चुलि पाकं पाकशाला इस् एक्चुलि कुकिङ्ग् कुकिङ्ग् किचन् सो इट् इस् एक्चुलि कुकिङ्ग् आर् इट् इस् बेसिकलि रेफरिङ्ग् ऐ एम् कुकिङ्ग् देट् इस् हौ इट् विल् कम् हियर् कुकिङ्ग् पाकं
सर् भोजनं पचामि पचामि भोजनं पचामि
भोजनं पचामि भोजनं अन्नं पचामि
भोजनं पचामि
शाकं पचामि शाकं पचामि रसं पचामि यु केन् यूस् लैक्
भोजनं पचामि दट्स् राइट आन्सर्
भोजनं यु केन् से भोजनं अन्नम् अन्नं पचामि अन्नं पचामि
अन्नम्
annam pachami or for rice if you want to say rice so different words we'll also see that different I'll probably cover the what we do refer to vegetable shakam what kind of shakam do we prepare what is rotika so these things we'll refer okay astu bagne so we'll finish
Thank
off
you.
Any other questions before we any other questions before we go with the shanti mantram any other question so the homework is please practice the slides that I have mentioned I'll anyway put it in the homework mailing list please practice this slide
also
just
sankhya
have to repeat the number sankhya yes sankhya is the number so from 60 to 100 we have not pronounced it in the class so please pronounce these numbers recite them you need not write them so please do not do that please just recite them similarly practice the time read the story try to understand what we have done with the story and for homework that you have to write is to practice the verbs with the subjects that are there like balika kukuraha what are they doing that is identify the different actions the sheet has been shared with you the excel sheet has been shared with you so refer to this excel sheet I'll also put that in our mailing mail you will have the reference there also that will be there and after that you have to produce this you have to write the sentences using those verbs that is the homework and in our abhyasa pustakam the times are given on page number 17 saptadasha prushtha sankhya means page number prushtha sankhya saptadasha 17 पृष्ठसङ्ख्या सप्तादश अत्र बहूनि कार्यमस्ति समयः अक्षरं लिखतु सो प्लीज़् आल्सो रीड् नौ द सेण्टेन्सस् नौ यु नो द वर्ड्स् वाट् वी हाव् टु डू समयम् अक्षरैः लिखतु मीन्स् रैट् सो हीस् आस्किङ्ग् अस् टु रैट् रिक्वेस्ट् लिखतु सो प्लीज़् रीड् देम् नौ गोयिङ्ग् फार्वर्ड् समयम् अक्षरैः लिखतु घटयां समयं दर्शयतु So now you have to also draw this. Darshayatu. Show it. Darshayatu. So you have already done Darshayatu. Samayam. Show it.
Right?
So please try to read the... Lot Lakar. Yes. Lot Lakar. Osamitram. Lot Lakar. Darsha. Darsha. Dhru. Actually, okay. We'll come to the root words later. So please try to address these things. Please also read this and try to understand what is happening with the headings as well. That is our homework. Astu. Astu. That is our homework. And the last thing for today is Shanti Mantra. So, Murugappa Mahodaya, are you available?
I'm Mahodaya.
Take next time, I'll mute others. Let me mute others okay. And then you can unmute yourself. So, everybody else, please Shanti follow. Mantra. We have to recite... ek nimsham mahodaya everybody we need to follow what Murugappan mahodaya will recite so mahodaya please give us a break to recite and then you can continue ask mahodaya so this is how we go every class this is how we are we'll going to do it
om sarve bhavant sukhinah
सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः
सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः
सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः
सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
सर्वे
भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
हरिः ॐ गुरुभ्यो नमः
गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
धन्यवाद सर
धन्यवाद महोदय
पुनः मिलामः
शुभरात्रि
शुभरात्रि शुभरात्रि